it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't talk about this very often. Is anybody in this room petty? During a breakup? Okay.
A breakup?
Oh, I thought you meant in general.
Yeah, in general, everyone in this room is petty.
No,
but
I actually don't think I'm very petty, period.
Yeah.
You know what irritates me is I don't think you are. I want to just...
Like, I kind of wish I was.
Like, if somebody breaks your heart, if somebody cheats on you, you can just break up and you don't have to get a little bit of a... Like a little...
Actually, maybe I was once.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think Erica is the type of person, if someone were to break her heart, she'd be like, let me show you what you missed out on and just succeed more.
True. Yeah, the greatest revenge is living your best life.
No, I want to key someone's car.
Carrie Underwood over here.
Because like this dude, his girl cheated on him and then she had to come back into the house to get her stuff because it was like, get out. So she comes back into that house. He hired a mariachi, not a whole band, because that would be.
And this dude, he just retired from like NASA or something.
The mariachi dude?
No, the mariachi man.
Yeah.
This is just like his side gig.
He's a multi-hyphenate.
Yeah.
He wasn't very good, but he was decked. He was like decked out in the full sombrero, the big decked out. And he's just watching her. Wandaramera. He just like, and following her around the house. As so she funny. Grabbed her things.
That's funny.
So it's not the meat, like a lot of, so there's different levels of relationship revenge. That is cute and funny. It tells her you're a B and I want you to feel bad while this is happening without Carrie Underwooding his vehicle.
Right.
You don't have to
do that.
The Aaron, have you done?
Well, I haven't because my ex did. He used my car. I didn't want to key my own car.
Sorry. What?
When they broke up, she had to just get her car back from him so she couldn't go over there and go like, He's like, oh, wait, that's mine.
No, but like, you were dating a guy who just
used my car. I bought a second car. So, yeah.
We need to work on you being meaner.
Said the one just a second ago. Erica had won all these points with listeners. Oh, she's just gonna live her best life. Never mind.
No, but like, take it back. To buy a new car and then be like, but you know what, my cheating boyfriend. Obviously, you didn't know at the time.
Right. Yeah. No, it's true. Another woman from Kentucky she's in jail for it. I think she poured salt in the engine. I thought it was sugar, but. Maybe it's just any.
I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Any granular
sugar,
item.
Sugar in the gas tank?
Yeah.
I think that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
The
engine. Was salt in the engine, what would that do?
I don't know.
Probably make it get too hot.
Then she put glitter in the AC.
So good.
Do you guys know how I feel about glitter?
You love it.
I hate it so much because you can just never get rid of it.
Should be illegal.
Would love to have sent a glitter bomb. You know where you open the package and it blows up on you? I would have loved to have done that. To my ex who cheated on me.
See, then it is in you. You
but
do I have
did,
relationship revenge in you.
But I didn't follow through.
Oh. Then she slashed his tire, cracked the windshield, rearview mirror, smashed the radio.
Oh my.
About $12,000 in damage.
Not the radio.
You can still listen on the Odyssey app. AUDACY.
You can stream us live or anything you miss.
Unless she smashes your phone.
Oh, no.
Is anybody else in the room done? My brother, I just forget you.
Oh, that's so much worse.
Yeah, I'm just like,
whoa. You mean nothing to me.
Correct.
Yeah, you just moved on.
But my brother there was only one bar in our small little town at the time, and he just went to the bar and was just like, he told everybody that the reason they broke up was she had an STD.
Yeah, that's not nice.
So it eliminated, and it was one of the ones that, like, the gift that keeps on giving. It wasn't one of, like, penicillin and you're out of it. It was like, she's got one of the big dogs.
The one that won't go away.
Yeah.
That's not nice. That's too far.
But it you know, kept her out of that bar.
I guess I kind of have done relationship revenge, but like in the mildest form. So okay. The guy who cheated on me, we shared mutual friends still, that one of their weddings was coming up. And I said, well, I'm still going. And they were like, absolutely. So they put me at a table with all our friends. They put him at the randos table.
Nice.
But when I found out about the cheating, I told him, don't ever speak to me again and don't ever look me in the eye again, and walked out of his apartment. And so at the wedding, he did not speak to me.
Oh, my God. Really? Don't ever look you in the eye again?
I went to get my stuff. He didn't know that I had found out about everything. So we broke up and then I found out.
Oh.
So I was like, hey, I need to get my things. And then I said, by the way, I know about, I won't say her name. Don't ever speak to me again. Don't ever look me in the eye again. And I walked out. At the wedding, I could feel his eyes on me, but I never made eye contact with him. And maybe I also met someone there.
Ooh.
And he watched it all happen.
So you boinked a guy just to get back at him?
No. I ended up dating that guy for a little bit. But it was a little bit.
You did it because he was watching you.
Great guy.
Dude, you are petty.
Also, he was a doctor, okay?
Wow, nice. Doctor
It was
Love.
A big upgrade.
Did you sleep with him that day?
Oh! My mother listens to this for education.
Did you get out of the wedding venue? Before you slept.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What am I, filthy?
All right. If you've perpetrated relationship revenge or had it perpetrated on you, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I actually saw this one today and I don't know if it's illegal, but I don't think it is. I don't know.
As long as you didn't do it, I think we're okay to say.
Yeah, I didn't, but I like it. There was a man from Chicago who bought a car for $600. Registered it to his ex-girlfriend's name, then parked the car at O'Hare and racked up 678 parking tickets totaling $105,000.
She knows it's not her car.
But it's registered under her name.
He knew all her info.
Oh, man. They can't charge her with that.
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like you're risking it. Now they're just going to find out. They're going to charge you.
Right. They're going to find the person who bought the car.
And then you're on the hook for $100,000.
But you can buy a car and have it be a gift and register to someone.
I know, but not. And then just park it at the airport. Yeah. It's still diabolical.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
And what a headache.
Yeah. Because she's just getting all these things. Like, I don't own a Hyundai.
Right.
It's funny that you said Chicago because I dated a girl in high school and then we broke up and her dad was like really tight with the Chicago Bulls. And so I had gotten to go to a couple games and sit in the suite. And then when we broke up, she would still go and she'd send a picture sometimes.
No, she wouldn't.
Just watching the Bulls.
Look what you're missing out on. Like,
she would send a photo?
Home in Iowa.
Oh, yeah. I like her a lot.
No.
All right.
Slacker would like her number.
Do you have it?
We'll talk.
If you've done relationship revenge, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for the petty among us, the people who would perpetrate relationship revenge. Is anybody doing the shrimp in the...
No, I haven't heard that.
What?
It's a good one.
What? In the curtain rod?
But why do all of you know this?
Because it's just a thing you do. Like, where you put it in there, unless you have my friend a duct works out, you put it in the ducts of their house.
Like,
you put...
like. Fresh shrimp?
Like some sort of good meat that doesn't smell bad right now.
Good meat.
Like put chicken in there.
Ew.
And it doesn't smell bad. And then you move out. And then
it smells bad.
Oh, it's like on your way out.
Yeah. And then 6 weeks later, they're like, something smells like it died and they can't figure out where it is, especially if you put it in their curtain rod because it's just like.
I feel like 6 weeks, more like 6 days.
Yeah.
I don't know, shrimp doesn't, but it's also kind of sealed in that curtain rod, so it's like
physically in the curtain rod?
Yeah, like you take the little weird decorative thing off and go,
just oh my gosh.
Make a bunch
diabolical.
It's totally diabolical. Okay, and shrimp will smell so bad. Carmen?
Yai.
What's your relationship revenge?
Okay, so I didn't get the full story out in the beginning. I got cheated on by my high school boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
Scumbag.
About 6 years. I ended up slashing the girl's tires because she also did a few things to my vehicle.
I never understand going after the person your SIGOther slept with.
She was playing offense.
Yeah,
for what?
A little bit.
She kind of started, and then her little sister lived in the same apartment complex as me.
Oh boy!
So it started this like whole feud. Then my boyfriend at the time, which is terrible, I went back with him, but I kept telling him like, hey, this girl is really crazy. I feel like, even though, yes, I was crazy too, but she ended up breaking into his house with her new boyfriend and tied a chain to his face in his basement and drove it all the way across town. And was like,
tied
hung
a chain to what?
Wait, yeah.
To his safe that was in his basement.
Oh.
And pulled it out of his house and drug it across town.
Yes, like through the stairway and like destroyed a hole in his grandpa's house. And we're in high school, so.
What was in the safe?
Lots of money and like a couple titles to vehicles.
Oh, what? No.
It's just a robbery.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just a straight up. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, you don't hang out with any of these people anymore, right?
No. So far in my past, like over 15 years, it's been
good.
It sounds like you're well balanced now, and we're really happy to hear that.
She would never put a chain around a safe and drive it out of
that. Is the wild. Like, you just run it down, and you don't care how it comes up. This is a cartoon.
You could kill a person way.
If somebody's just walking by going, what's this chain?
Doink.
Here comes a safe up the stairs. Natalie.
Yay.
Relationship revenge, what happened?
I have two, but the one that's currently going on is I was dating some guy, and he was just not super nice to me. And I kind of had a little fancy for his best friend at the time, so when we broke up, I shot my shot, and 5.5 years later, our wedding's in a week.
And is the guy invited?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
I'm sorry, but your current relationship and future husband is based on revenge.
You never know when you're going to find him. I love her.
I can't.
Do you want to be friends?
Like, you're going to tell your kids, mommy, daddy, how did you? Oh, because of this other guy.
I didn't like him, so.
What? Thank you, Natalie. That is what?
I love it.
Wild.
Do you love it, Tiak? Am I crazy?
No, it's a little, does he know that that's...
Right.
Also,
I shot my shot. You're a woman, of course.
There's no shooting
the
shot.
He's interested.
Right. Jeff?
Yeah.
Yai, relationship revenge. What did you do?
So mine was, I had been dating this lady for about a year and a half. We lived together, and she had access, watched me transfer funds to her checking account once, and was able to access my password, my bank account.
Oh, boy.
And went out for my birthday dinner. She paid for it. About a week later, she withdrew those funds for that birthday dinner, which was an expensive birthday dinner. And basically, long story short, we ended up breaking up because she had accessed my account, and because she was a federal employee and had a security clearance, I reported her to the federal government, and she ended up losing her clearance.
For, robbery.
Robbery for something. Yeah, no. I mean, she deserved it, but, does the punishment fit the crime?
Yes!
Yeah.
No. You don't hack into someone's bank account ever.
It's not hacking if he gave her access.
She remembered his password.
Yeah.
She remembered my password.
Weird.
No, it's not hacking.
Unbeknownst
it's not
to me,
I got the password. I'm in.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you did the right thing. Too.
Thank you, Jeff. You cannot say she lost her livelihood.
Well, she shouldn't have clearance if she's stealing money.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't trust her.
That's who I want on my government.
Oh, my gosh.
Lisa?
Yay.
Relationship revenge, what'd you do?
Okay, so I'm kind of going to switch it up from what I said before because I have a better story.
Oh, boy.
But I mixed Irish car bombs, tequila, and demolition derbies.
You're making me
sick. And then that experience, they don't go together. But I crashed our vehicles. I spun cookies and crashed his SUV over and over with my pickup truck.
You just, so you're saying you got really drunk and just, you just kept smashing his vehicle.
I demolition derbied our cars.
Okay.
Should you be in prison?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.